I put down on paper what I feel is the best and simplest way to do a project. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant inspiration. I put down on paper what I feel is the best and simplest way to do a project. Ellen oftentimes comes up to me and she says, "Herb, talk about this. Herb, talk about that. Herb, explain this. Herb, explain that. Herb, tell me all about this. Herb, tell me all about that." And so I say, "Ellen, why don't you start a conversation? And in that conversation, bring up these ideas and talk about them. And that way then I will just flow with you in the subject. But if you just say, Herb, talk about this, like I'm a monkey or something like that, you know, and I'm just supposed to jump up and down when you say something, it, of course, is not very exciting for me to talk. But I tell them, put down on paper what you feel is the best and simplest way to do a project, and then we'll talk about that. And I'll tell you how wrong you are. I'll tell you how right you are. Or I'll tell you my opinion, at least, which is what you want to have. So when I put down on paper what I feel is best and simplest, the best and simplest way to do a project, what I'm doing is I'm organizing myself. I'm organizing my thought. I'm organizing my attitudes. Because a lot of times we have really pretty raunchy attitudes about doing something. I don't want to sweep the floor. I don't want to clean the house. I don't want to go to work today. I don't want to go to school. You know, ever heard those things, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to wear that same old clothes that I wore all the time. I got to get some new clothes. And then as soon as you get the new clothes, you wear it a couple times. I don't want to wear that old clothes anymore because it always becomes old. So what you do, you rotate your wardrobe. Or the question is, who are you doing this for? Who are you wearing clothes for? Are you wearing clothes to show off in the office what a beautiful figure you have, whether you're a man or a woman? Are you showing off your taste in clothing, in color, in style? You know, men have been intelligent from the beginning of time. They either wore nothing or they wore a blue serge suit. And every businessman wore a blue serge suit, a black suit, a dark suit. Didn't show the dirt. And he could wear it week after week after week, and you'd never know it hadn't been to the dry cleaners, except when you got too close to them. And in those days, they didn't do a lot of hugging with their friends. You know, they maybe hugged the family a little bit, but you didn't get the odor from their clothing. But they wore it day after day after day. And as long as it was clean, they wore it. Now, nobody said, "Oh, you're wearing the same old suit every day. What kind of a person are you? Don't you have any taste? Don't you have any imagination?" What's your problem, boy? Is my body, my suit, and my job here, everybody else seems to think it's okay. What's your problem? Hmm? What's your problem? I'm not dressing for you. I'm dressing for me. I'm dressing for my own favor, my own pleasure, my own enjoyment. Now, if you are somebody like Imelda Marcus, you would have a different pair of shoes every day, and they just pile up in your closet. You have a different pair every day. Some shoe person comes along and provides you with the shoes that you're going to wear tomorrow. And if you're, what's Perone's first name? Ava Perone. She had a dress every day. Every day she had a different dress, perhaps two or three of them. But her in-public dress, which she appeared on stage with her husband, was always a different dress every day. And then she had play clothes and other clothes and so forth. And, you know, what we would consider an adequate closet, she would consider a broom closet, you know, because she would need a whole living room of a house with closets all around all the walls and up and down the center. Now, we were visiting with our friends in Lorcano, and they have this beautiful home. And we went in the home, she showed us around, and she said, "This is my husband's closet, and this is my closet." And you look down, "Hello down there!" to the end of the closet. It was a long, long thing. And filled with clothes. Filled with clothes. I don't know where he wears all his clothes. But he's a banker, and so he has quite a wardrobe. And her wardrobe was extensive also. And she was a very charming woman, and she perhaps quite, not perhaps, but she knew how to, knows how to wear clothes and knows how to wear them with distinction. But they love their wardrobe. They love their clothes horses, you know. They just love clothing, and that's beautiful. But the thing is, if you were to have them write down on paper and say, okay, I'm taking you off to this place in the north, and there's no people around, what clothes do you want to take? Now, you can only take maybe four or five outfits, no more. Just four or five outfits. And it's cold up there, below zero. And the house is usually a little cool, too. But what kind of clothes would you take? Well, in the first place, they'd drop by their summer clothing. They would forget that. They'd forget their fall and spring clothing. And they would think primarily about their winter clothing. So they'd write down what it was that they felt was important. The best and simplest way to do this. Not looking to their wardrobe, buy something new, you know. Not looking to their wardrobe, but looking at what they need to have. Well, they need to have heavy underwear, because they need that thermal insulation. Then they need to have comfortable shirts, but warm woolen shirts, maybe that come in two or three layers. Then, yeah, when you're up there in that sub-zero, have you ever been in Esco? You have, but you don't remember. But they need trousers. Now, a skirt won't make it. Up under the skirt will come that wind, and that really isn't a proper thing to do. You want to be cozy under and over, you know. So you'd have to plan that. Now, you can only do that with a sheet of paper. You can only write down what you want and have what you want. Because if you were to say to your butler, go in the closet and choose the clothes that I'm going to wear in the North Country, he would choose clothes, but he would know what your pleasure is, that you like color. And so he would have to take certain things that have color. But maybe those aren't your warmest things. Because you live in a warm house, you live in a warm area, Florida or Canada, Florida or California, and so you just really haven't needed any heavy, colorful clothing. So I put down on paper what I feel is the best and the simplest way to conduct the project, because then you're sure to have it. Now, I tour the world giving seminars. You may have noticed that. And I just have a lot of fun. But before I go, I always make a list of things that I should have, like the tape recorder and the discs and the charger and you know, all the little goodies that are needed, and then finally clothing, you know. But just the simplest things, and then I put in clothing that is charming to me, and then Ellen comes along and she says. She says, oh, you don't want to take that. You don't want to wear that. You don't want that. And so she ends up taking out two or three suit coats of mine and two or three other things, which I probably wouldn't wear anyhow. But she makes my luggage quite a bit lighter. And then she says, now you got room for my stuff.
Oh, no.
And I said, Ellen, I have taken a sheet of paper. See, here it is. I have written down my project, and I've written down all the things that I think I need, all the things that I think I'd like. And so when I went to Europe this last time, I had two pair of trousers that I wore, and I had about six along. I had two pair of trousers, one tan, yeah?
But you chose them.
Yes, oh yes, you didn't. I didn't let you stop me. But they didn't take much room. But I had two pair of trousers, one the tan ones and one the snuggle ones for giving the seminar, you know, the ones, sweatsuit type stuff, you know. And then I had a nice warm sweat shirt and for Africa, I had light clothing, and for up in Alaska and up in Switzerland, I had the warm clothing. And so I had to plan on two things, plan on two wardrobes. But the same pants that I wore in Africa, I wore in Switzerland. And they're perfectly comfortable. But the shirts that I wore in Africa were a little more flamboyant than the ones I wore in Switzerland. But it was very nice. But I planned my project. Helen says, now, plan two suitcases, one to take to Switzerland and one to take to Africa. And that way you'll have pleasant things to wear in either place, you know. Now, that was wise. That was wise. But I got it all in one suitcase. And so then when I left Europe, I wanted to bring my things home. And Ellen says, oh, leave them here. Yeah. And so I left my coat, my suit things. Coat, my jacket, all sorts of things I left there, which I could have been wearing nicely now, you know. But you see, if you plan your project, if you write it down in the best and simplest way, everything works out perfectly harmonious. Now, I must add this at this point. When I looked at Ellen as she was parading around in Africa and in Switzerland, she looked like a clothes horse.
Oh.
Her clothing was just gorgeous. Every piece of clothing she had was delicately chosen for fitting over her perfect body and showing off her perfect figure.
Yes.
And the shoes that she wore were her favorite.
The same.
Her favorite little red shoes, you know. She just hope after hope that she'll be Dorothy, you know. And she'll be in the Wizard of Oz and can click her feet together and say, I want to go home. And she'd end up on campus, of course. But if I put down on paper what I feel is the best and simplest way to do anything, it usually works out pretty good. On the way back from Europe on the plane, I sat there with a little notebook and I was writing. And Ellen said, what are you writing? I said, I'm listing the things that I want to take next time when I come that I forgot or that I'd like to take instead of, you know.
Then he doesn't find paper.
I borrowed some from you. She had everything. I mean, you know, she really had everything. She came aboard that plane with enough stuff, and not counting what was down below. Enough stuff in the overhead that she could set up an office. But that's good too. That's good too. That's good planning. But that meant I had to pull her suitcase and my own, and she carried the other two. She pulled the other two. Of course, I must confess. One of the suitcases was filled with books and pamphlets and literature that we were supposed to bring along, and syllabuses. And the other suitcase did have a dress or two in it. But other than that, really, if I put down on paper the best and simplest way to do a project, it usually works. I made a joke out of this trip to Europe and writing down the things. But really, if I had not written it all down and checked it off, I could easily have gone off without it. The other morning, I got in the car and drove out the gate, and I said, I'm not sitting right. I don't have a bump in my seat. And, oh, my wallet. I forgot my wallet in the drawer. I took it out instead of leaving it in. As I go and open the drawer and then take everything that I want with me. But I put it out so that I would remember to take it, and then I forgot. But these are things that, if you have a checklist, you'll always do everything right. And that's the beautiful thing about living. Have a checklist. In airplanes, you have a checklist. You walk around the plane to make sure that the propeller is there. And I told you the story about Mark and I at the time. We walked around, didn't even notice the propeller wasn't there until he went out to turn the prop. And it wasn't there. And we'll never forget that, especially me. Because I was sitting in the plane, come, pull the prop, and I didn't even notice it wasn't there. But even with lists, we don't always succeed, but at least we have a flying chance. So take that as a thought for today, or as an inspiration. I put down on paper what I feel is best and simplest way to do a project. And if you do that, at least you'll be a little bit organized when you go to it. Otherwise, you'll be disorganized and disfranchised and discombobulated. So, I love you, and I see you doing everything wonderful and beautiful and good in your life, and I see you rich beyond means, and I love you, I love you, I love you.